grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium-rated credit until 11/4/24.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the Minnesota Wild, their first of three meetings on the year. Two games will be played here at SAP Center at San Jose, and only one in Minnesota, and that game will be on April the 9th. The Sharks are facing a team that's 0-1-1 against the Pacific Division, but Minnesota is off to an outstanding start this year overall. They're 8-2-2 on the season, in second place in the Central Division, and fourth in the West. And they're 5-1-1 on the road, which is fourth best in the NHL to this point. Meanwhile, the Sharks have won four of their last five games, and they've provided lots of entertainment for fans at the Tank who are watching their club for the final time before a big East Coast road trip starts off on Sunday in New Jersey. What's gone right lately for the Sharks? Well, Mikael Granlund had some thoughts about it.
I mean, we've been able to find a way to win games. I mean, the game is still obviously not perfect. There's a lot of things we can clean up and get better at. But at the same time, we've been able to win some games, and overall, obviously, the game has been better, but there's a lot more in us for sure.
Of course, getting some balanced scoring from your lineup helps, and Alex Wennberg seems to be the overtime specialist. Wennberg will take the draw, and the Sharks will win it. Toffoli goes back to Granlund. Granlund holds it, and he shoots. That's just barely wide. Loose. They score! Wennberg gets the rebound off the end boards, and the San Jose Sharks have won their first game of the season in dramatic fashion in overtime. Everybody off the bench to mob Wennberg with his first goal for the Sharks. What a moment. The Sharks win it by the score of 5-4.
Drop back now. Let's not get too fancy here. Wennberg carries through center ice across the line. Veers to his left. He moves in. Deke shoots. He scores! Alex Wennberg gets the winner for the Sharks in overtime. His second overtime goal this year. And the San Jose Sharks win by the score of 2-1. And how about the celebration? Half the team going to Wennberg and the other half going to Vitek Vanacek, who had a spectacular game to get this victory in nets and stay letter-perfect lifetime against the Blue Jackets at a perfect 7-0.
Macklin Celebrini is also back. Mikael Granlund is playing left wing and Celebrini is centering his line. And so clearly Granlund has a mentorship role, as he has with a variety of young players on this team. What does Granlund see in Celebrini coming back?
I mean, he was out for a little bit, so it's just great to have him back, and obviously he's going to get back to the groove here, so, you know, it's good to have him back.
When you miss 12 games, it's really tough to get back into the swing of things in the NHL, regardless of your talent. So Coach Ryan Warsofsky has some thoughts on expectations of Macklin's game in his second game back tonight.
Yeah, I think just the timing and the execution, I think we'll go up. He knows that, and we kind of expected that. So I think he needs to let the game come to him at times and not try to force things. But, you know, I think we're not really too concerned.
The Sharks worked a lot on line change efficiency in practice just before the Columbus game, and they were much better at it, which was a big part of them getting a victory, along with the goaltending of Vitek Vanacek. Luke Cunnan says that making efficient line changes is very important, and although practicing helps, the players are aware of what's needed.
Yeah, I think, you know, we all know how to do it. It's just doing it at the right times and, you know, knowing the situation of the game, knowing, you know, if they're coming up. You can't have all the guys change at once, and just being smart and, you know, detailed and all that.
In the second period, you always have that longer skate back to the bench. They call that the long change period. Cunnan talked about how to deal with that situation if you're on the opposite side of the ice and you get stuck out there.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, not everyone changing at once. One guy staying, you know, wide, holding, letting fresh guys get on. And, you know, if you're that guy, you just got to suck it up and, you know, battle through.
But Coach Warsofsky says the Sharks can't afford to allow 50 shots on goal against a team that's as dynamic as Minnesota can be.
And it all comes back to us breaking out and, you know, executing our breakouts and on the, you know, giving them, you know, making this a track meet with our turnovers to the neutral zone. I think that's where we get into a lot of trouble. Again, playing through people is a big key of that too. So, yeah, we gotta make sure we take it, especially this group. If we play like we did against Columbus, we're going to be in a world of hurt.
The Chill Report will continue in just a moment after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. Hey Sharks fans, PG&E and the Sharks here with a quick tip for your game day snacks. Before you check on those nachos or poutine in the oven, remember, opening the oven door can drop the temperature by 25 degrees, making your oven work harder and wasting energy. Want more easy ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's digital series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home, at savingsactioncenter.com.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Last season, the Sharks went 0-3 against the Minnesota Wild, and they've lost four straight in the all-time series, with their most recent victory coming at the Shark Tank on December 22, 2022, a 5-2 win. The Sharks have lost their last two home games since then, and they'd like to turn that around and get a victory in front of their home crowd before heading out onto the road for that important road trip back east. Luke Cunnan talked about some of the areas the Sharks need to work on.
I think just, full 60-minute games, you know, learning how to play with leads, just consistency throughout our whole game, good in the D-zone, and, we've been talking about it, and, we just want to keep building.
Of course, facing the Minnesota Wild is something special for Luke because he was drafted by the team and played several years for the club.
Yeah, still got a lot of buddies over there, a lot of good memories. Obviously, that's where I started my career. It's always fun to go there and play there and also play them on the road. So it's exciting. It's a big game for us and looking forward to it tonight.
Jake Walman is still out of the lineup for the Sharks. So that means that Jack Thompson, who scored his first NHL goal last game, is going to be on the left side of the D as a right-handed shot. Ryan Warsawski talked about the development of Thompson, and he said he spoke to him after he scored his first NHL goal last game to congratulate him.
He's played some really good hockey. This is a kid that probably surprised us a lot in training camp. You know, obviously played some games last year, but looks like a complete different player than when he came in last year. Looks more comfortable, more engaged. Obviously some things needs to work on, but gives us a puck moving, capability back there. And he's been pretty consistent, so nice to see him get rewarded by that.
Vitek Vanacek gets the start in net. Jake Walman is out. San Jose Sharks against the Minnesota Wild. Tune in for all the action at 7 o'clock Pacific. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.